Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, I am just dumbfounded. I want to believe in the police who've been militarized and turned against us worldwide. I want to believe they wouldn't follow illegal orders. I wanted to believe in Denver that the police weren't dressed up like anarchists attacking their own officers to demonize the peaceful protesters, but it came out in the Denver Post because the police department was forced to admit it was true. It came out in the Toronto Star. They've done this over and over again. I mean, they've been caught on national news in Greece, the police knocking out windows and burning buildings to blame it on the anti-bank activist. Our media keeps calling all the anti-bank people communist. The bankers are the ones that are funding communism to take your wealth and give it to themselves. And now, will G20 police succeed in covering up report of rape and torture? You just heard me play a clip of a reporter talking about how the police told her she saw them beating people, so she was covering it. They arrested her and another journalist. Once they got her there, they said, we're going to rape you. We're going to have other people rape you. And I remember my one experience with police threatening to have me raped. Well, no, I've had two experiences as a juvenile. For stations that just joined us, I was 16. And I didn't do drugs, but I went to parties and I knew people, you know, a lot of people did. And I had seen sheriff's deputies and others deliver drugs. And I was shocked by it. By the time I was 12, I'd seen it just in the neighborhood. I'd be over at a friend's house from after playing baseball, drinking Kool-Aid or Capri Sun. And, I'd see a sheriff's car pull up and they'd be with a guy's older brother. And I'd say, what was he doing? Oh, my brother gets drugs from him and sells it. And, of course, you know, the big brother was the coolest guy in the school. I mean, he literally had all the cheerleaders, football, everything. Nobody suspected the preppy guy. And so it was the cool house to hang around. You know, you'd be 12 years old watching the 17-year-old cheerleader, and they just looked like Marilyn Monroe to a 12-year-old. And I just saw the right things. You know, I was in the right place at the right time or the wrong place at the wrong time, depending on perspective. I think it was the right place at the right time. And so they'd have weird drug testing at the school and DARE programs, and everybody would swear up and down that they weren't going to use drugs. They'd have drug dogs, and they'd call us in the auditorium and tell us not to use drugs. And I'd be looking at cops I knew were involved in drugs in the auditorium giving speeches. And I just would tell people, you know, one time cops pulled me over and I had a six-pack of Coors Light. And I said, you know, I know you guys are involved in drugs. You're going to take me to jail for this beer? And they said, you bet we are, Jones. You're going to get hung in your cell. You ought to watch your butt. That was, you know, back in the, like, 1990. So nobody had cameras or recorders back then. They were. And then, like I said, the last day of school, because my parents heard about it, the police contacted the local lawyer, and the message was given, and the lawyer told my dad, you know, people hang themselves in Rockwall County. There have been a lot of deaths in the jail, and you best get out of town. And my dad, it was like, you know what? He was already selling his dental office. He was going to start another one in Dallas. My mom always wanted to move back to Austin. It's where she's from. We said, let's just go to Austin. But there was the cop waiting. The last day, my last day of school. And there I was. And he pulled up and he said, Alex, you're leaving. And he said, but we're going to get you. You're going to be put in prison. And a big black man, he said, a big N-word, is going to rape you and give you AIDS. And he said, we're going to get you. And I just said, well, I said, okay. And I couldn't tell if it was a bluff or what it was, but he said, we'll let them know down in Austin you're coming. A criminal like you never gets away with it for long. And that guy was one of the cops at the school. And he owned a bar locally, I guess, to cover up where his money came from. But that's who they are. They run everything. They're the mafia. The media teaches you to worship at the feet of a group that's turning into total devils. That's a fact.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's DoublyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to cover the latest developments in the Gulf, both the Gulf of Mexico and the Persian Gulf, as things heat up. I mean, every day we're just inching towards war with Iran. And there's a psychological effect I've noticed that if you've been hearing about how there's going to be war with Iraq for 13 years, from 1990-91 until 2003, even if you're against war, you almost expect it to happen. It's kind of like, well, let's get it over with. And they know that. They just wear you out, always gearing up for it. But now the stars have aligned. Now all the evidence is they are moving in the next week, the next month, the next year. The green light has been given. We don't know when the hammer's going to drop, but right now I'd say it's about a 90% chance they're going to hit Iran. The decision has been made. They may retract it, or Iran may properly grovel, but they've got to agree to give BP, who formerly ran the country until 53, all the oil. It's always BP. It's always Goldman Sachs. Always the same players. Was Anglo-American Oil previously. Iranco, they've had many names, but they are moving. And I don't think Iran will submit, and I don't think there's any way for them to submit, because every time they try to submit, the globalists just re-intensify their operations. They need a new war. They need a political distraction. They need an excuse to move more forces into Central Asia to threaten Russia. And, of course, they've got to deal with China. We're also going to talk about the Russian spy situation coming up. But I do want to open the phones. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the day. We're going to have Dan Dix from Press for Truth, great reporter I've known for years, who worked with Charlie Veach of the Love Police, British activist from Scotland, who has been arrested twice now. He's being charged with serious felony crimes, impersonating a police officer for calling himself the Love Police, getting smart mouth in one of the videos saying, oh, yes, I'm an undercover that's going to stage, you know, events for the police, you know, as you guys did here a few years ago. And so they're using that. And then him going, I'm an absurdist filmmaker. I mean, he's out there being sarcastic. And so they've gone and arrested him for that. Very, very serious. But quite frankly, their political persecution of Charlie Veach is nothing compared to women cornered. And there's a lot of bloggers and a lot of reports coming out that this indeed did happen. And since it's happened to me, my two early experiences with police was I found out the police were dealing drugs in Rockwall. I didn't even go to the other police. I didn't call the media. I just would shoot my mouth off a couple times about, hey, I know you guys are involved in drugs, because I'd seen it. I'd seen it. And they called me in the office and said, we're going to plant stolen stereo equipment on you. And I said, I'd never stolen anything but beer years ago out of a golf cart. And he goes, oh, really? I'll have to look into that. You know, because you think you'll be honest with these people and it means anything. No. They're the bad guys. When they're bad, there's nothing worse than a bad cop. And they're everywhere. Let's just be honest about that. There's a reason the media has all these cop shows about worshiping cops. There's a reason they're always cramming it down our throat. Because the truth is, the establishment's trying to make cops corrupt. I mean, it happens on its own easy enough. Anybody abuses power. And that's just common sense. The founders taught us that. You take anybody and give them power, statistically, the majority of the time, you're going to end up getting monsters on your hands. Then you get a bunch of monsters together, and they start competing with each other. They start getting away with more and more. But side issue. In my few experiences with cops, you know, one time, some big old redneck started to fight with me. And he got me down on the ground, so that was a problem. So I had to turn on the juice, turn on the can of you-know-what. And I got up and beat the daylights out of him and stomped him good so I wouldn't have to keep fighting. And he was hurt real bad. And the cops showed up, and what were they supposed to do? You know, one guy was unconscious, and people said, well, this big guy started the fight with the little guy, because I was a little guy, about 160 pounds back then when I was 15 years old. And they said, well, we're going to take you to jail. And I was there for 3 days. They put me in jail on a Friday, didn't get out till Monday in court. And I've told the story before. It was at the Terrell Juvenile Detention Center, two floors on top of the Terrell Courthouse, the city of Terrell, for whatever that county is. And this pot-bellied pervert came and said, it's time for you to take your shower. It's your shower time. Because you got to let out for about an hour a day to take a shower. And then any extra time, you could sit there and watch whatever was on the TV. You couldn't change the channel. So you're out for 1 hour a day. And he started getting in the shower, telling me I was good looking, and he wanted to take good care of me while I was there. And I said, listen, I'm not into this. And he said, well, shove me and said, bend over. And I said, you may get away with this, but I'm going to go public, and my dad's going to kill you. And he said, get out of here. You're not getting a shower or out for the next. So the next few days, I wasn't out of there. I didn't get to get out of the cell. So that's what America's run by, okay? Perverts that want to rape. I think I was actually 14 or 15. And then, you know, you're 16 trying to leave the town because you know they're drug dealers and they're death threatening you and we're going to put you in jail one day and black men are going to rape you and give you AIDS. So I've experienced it. I mean, I know it goes on. I mean, who was the fellow in New York who got raped with the plunger till his guts came out? Remember that guy? All because at a nightclub, somebody punched a cop, and so the cops waited outside and randomly arrested a bunch of people. And it turned out they later got the footage, and he was not the one that had even punched the god. And I mean, we know this goes on. And now at the G20, the police make up a law that doesn't exist and arrest over 600 innocent people, beat up London Guardian reporters, CTV, national television host, CBC. Yeah, Diallo was the guy. 23-year-old Ghanaian immigrant in New York City. Well, he was shot and killed. Well, that's another one. No, this is not the guy that got sodomized with a plunger. That's another one of the famous cases. And let me tell you something. I've been polite to New York cops. I've seen them be mean to old ladies. I've seen them be mean to families. I mean, they relish being mean to good people. They have hired a bunch of goons. They look like goons. Now, some of them are nice, but I'd say most of them are a bunch of power-tripping lunatics. And the issue is that's what the system wants. They want people that will attack old ladies with a police dog in Pittsburgh because they come out of a grocery store with a bag. And they say nobody's allowed on the streets. And the old lady's like, okay, officer, but I'm grocery shopping. And they release a German Shepherd on her. That's what your tax money pays for. Your tax money goes to give tens of trillions of dollars to offshore banks that won't tell us where the money's gone so they can take over our entire financial system and literally seize our entire infrastructure and destroy our way of life. But because they go and hire a bunch of low IQ sadists who'll sit there and stomp on us and enforce tyranny down our throats. I mean, this has happened in every other country. And now it's happened in America. And we've got to really get honest that we got too many cops. They're out of control. They've been empowered to act however they want, and they act the same everywhere. So the big story here is, and I'm asking everybody to get this out to everyone they know, will G20 police succeed in covering up reports of rape and torture? Now Canada is officially the most oppressive and backward dictatorship in the West. Will authorities be allowed to cover up the Abu Ghraib-style incarceration methods of Toronto police engaged in during the G20 summit this past weekend where women were arrested and subsequently raped by male cops? And by the way, that under law, if you do rape someone with your hand, that's even in the Army report from Abu Ghraib, the Toogoombo report, that it counts as rape under federal international law. They use flashlights there, and it counted as rape. Penetration with any object is rape. It's not just molestation. It was Loima, Abner Loima, that got tortured with the... Well, it just came out a few weeks ago that the cops lied because the video got released where they just beat some guy and pepper sprayed him and tasered him for no reason in a subway. I mean, where are the police unions decrying what happened in Toronto? No, they're going to back up their brothers. Their brother isn't freedom and liberty. No, their brother is that thug system. It's gang mentality. I mean, you can go find some Crip or some Blood or some Mexican mafia guy or some Aryan Nations, you know, prison gang person, and they'll kill, they'll lie, they'll steal, they'll do anything because of their brotherhood. That's all it is just gang mentality. Read your own gang handbook, cops, and look in the mirror and ask yourself what you've been turned into via peer pressure and tribal manipulation. In the video below, journalist Amy Miller describes how women arrested by Toronto police were threatened with rape, that numerous women were strip searched by male officers, and that one severely traumatized woman was sexually molested by police who stuck their fingers up her. And I'm going to leave it at that. Sexual penetration of individuals against their will is called rape. If these reports are accurate, and there is no reason to think otherwise, given everything else we've witnessed, not only over the past few days, but over the past several years in Canada, Toronto police officers are not only brutal thugs who like to lie about the law, unlawfully arrest people, snatch and grab protesters using unmarked cars, and beat up journalists for major newspapers, but they also are rapists who prey on innocent women. We have now learned that Toronto Police Chief Bill Blair engaged in a mass public deception by lying about the claim that Toronto's public acts mandated G20 protesters to show their ID or could be secretly arrested or couldn't videotape. We've got all that on tape. Just total lies. Just like I see more and more videos of cops walking up in England and the U.S. saying, you can't videotape. And they're like, well, yes, I can. And they just beat them up and arrest them. You're here to pay my salary, blood bag, and that's it. Remember, America is the land of the blood bag. So is Canada, so is England. We are blood bags to government. parasites, government mosquitoes, vampires.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if
is now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off of all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com. See the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots is over today. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com. Or call 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency.
Towards the end of the show, we'll get a report on Charlie Beef being arrested. Charlie Veach, arrested once for a non-existent law. That's in the Toronto Star. They just said there's a new law that we can arrest you for any reason. And there's a new law you can't videotape. Turns out another hoax, a false arrest. And so he's one of the few videos out there where they are arresting people under the non-existent law. They arrested over 600 using it. but this is where it's on tape, the cops, you know, quoting the non-existent law. So they went back and said, oh, he's calling himself the love police. Well, that's impersonating an officer. Well, let me tell you, the cops in Toronto are the ones impersonating a peace officer. What you are is NKVD thugs. You need to go find a time machine and teleport yourself back to the 1950s. You could go lick Joe Stalin's boots. Again, why does everybody know the cops are bad in China? They're bad in Russia. They were, you know, they're bad in Mexico. Everybody, oh, the cops, bad. But here, because we've been so brainwashed by TV. And let me tell you, America did have the best cops in the world. I've done a lot of historical research and study because they were locally controlled. They were very professional. They were constitutionalists, most of them. Chicago and New York were the first to get taken down by mafia-style cops in the last 100 years. And it's just gotten worse from there. Dallas is mafia-run. Miami's mafia-run. L.A.'s got the Vikings. They've got a secret mafia group, but I've met some of them. They claim they're patriots. I don't even know anymore. I just can't handle it. Why? Why do you have to work for these criminal banks? I mean, it's the criminal bankers who should all go to jail for what they've done with derivatives, who won't say where the trillions went, that come to your town. Do you think you're going to have any future cops? I mean, can you use your head? $1.2 billion in security? Right at as much as the city budget of Toronto a year to protect a bunch of thugs who should have just met in one building. You know, they demand all this security so they can meet all over the city, so the whole city can be locked down because they're the real government. They're the private bankers coming to town. I'm going to cover that coming up in the next segment. Then the Russian spies, then the hurricane, then the Iran situation. Then we'll talk to Dan Dix of Press for Truth coming up. The hearing is in the next hour, supposedly, but who knows if that'll happen. We'll get him on regardless before the show ends, working with Charlie Veach over there. But will G20 police succeed in covering up reports of rape and torture? Important article, PrisonPlanet.com. We got to force this into the mainstream news and the video reports and journalists talking about it right there. Here's another one, The Star. No extra powers granted to police during G20 summit. It was all a lie. The Globe and Mail, police admit no five-meter rule existed on security fence law. And I've got other articles. G20, security fence, five-meter rule never existed. But they arrested Charlie for not showing ID and for, quote, videotaping near the fence. Here's the disinfo headline on News 1130. It's also in several newspapers. UK man arrested for impersonating officer prior to G20 summit. But you got to love all the comments on these newspapers and radio stations. It's like the police are impersonating Canadian citizens. They're impersonating peace officers. You know, Canada's now fallen into darkness. We now know. See, Canadians are really nice, cool, smart, educated, sweet people. The cliche of Canadians being nice is true. In my experience, the stereotype is accurate. But they are oblivious. The greatest evils grow in the shadow of goodness. Because they're gullible, just like the American people. You're gullible. Stop being gullible. All I want is to have good police officers. All I want is to have good mayors and good congresspeople. And the cops are a lot better than the people above them. But they're trying to warp you. They're trying to make it macho and cool. You know, kill a commie for mommy. But you don't kill commies for mommy. You're not fighting VC that are shooting back. You're beating up little women. And they put you in these Darth Vader outfits when they know psychologically, not only does a Darth Vader outfit scare people, as they admit that's the intent, but the wearer. I mean, I've joked around at Halloween and dressed up, you know, like a monster. And, you know, catch myself running around, kind of acting wild. Or, you know, dress up like Darth Vader for a skit I did for TV and catch myself, you know, acting all crazy. They have a Warner Brothers Looney Tunes cartoon where they put different hats on Elmer Fudd and they show how he behaves in a different way. Well, that's actually been shown. Firefighters are true public servants, true heroes. Now the feds are trying to federalize them and turn them into spies and warp and ruin those great men and women. They're trying to turn our military against us. But then when you get the internal reports, the police are being trained to go after the military. Because they don't trust you, police and military. They hate your guts. They know you might wake up and actually become patriots. All right, we'll get into some other key news straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on GCNLive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Beginning the process to allow international help to come in, but he has his lawyers and the EPA are now going into a process that may take weeks or months. Kind of like they claimed a month ago that the media was allowed to be on the beach, but then the order still stood in effect that the media could not be on the beach. There's no law that the feds can do that. They have no jurisdiction. They just have people that will arrest you, and so people get intimidated and acquiesce to the tyrannical precedent. And here's just more proof of that. I'm going to cover it more later. Oil spill visits get partisan. Oil spill visits get partisan. Politico. And it turns out that 10 lawmakers wish to have a congressional trip to the Gulf and be able to be given a tour. And House Democrats said, you are not allowed in the area. So now elected representatives of this country are not allowed to go down there and look. Obama's not blocking the media, even though it keeps happening every day. We're now 70-plus days into this. There's one Taiwanese ship they've been offering for over a month that can skim 500,000 barrels. That's the Associated Press. 500,000 barrels a day, more than all the U.S. relief ships combined, but it's not allowed. And they've got more than 30, some estimates are more than 50 in this hemisphere of Dutch and German and Norwegian and Japanese ships that can do the same thing, and they are not allowed. They could clean that up, but not soon. Now the swells are 6 to 10 feet. Now that hurricane, and there's going to be ones that are worse because if one comes right up towards Louisiana, Mississippi, and Florida, it'll drive it all in. This is just a glancing blow, but it is sending big swells in that are driving that oil towards the beach. And now in the next few days, hell is going to hit. Oh, and Obama won't let a good crisis go to waste. Good thing he dumped all his Vanguard stock in BP the week before. Good thing the BP CEO did, too. Good thing Goldman Sachs dumped 44%. Oh, good thing BP, controlled by Goldman Sachs, that runs the entire White House, and Kagan, gave the order for unconventional drilling, and the oil rig operators, the engineers, said it will blow up 2 months before and threw fits for 2 months, but followed orders, and it blew up. They blew that thing up on purpose, and they blocked all the relief efforts, and they blocked the ships coming in, and now the stinking hurricanes are coming, and they're saying, President, hold them as long as you can. It's already spread across the Gulf. Even the biggest ships are going to have trouble getting to all the oil. Just block them a few more weeks, and another big hurricane's coming in, and we'll get the civil emergency in the Gulf. Remember what Congressman Senator Kyle said 2 weeks ago. He went into Obama in a private meeting. We played the clip here. He told a town hall, and he went to Obama, and he said, listen, there's mass murder and thousands dead on the border. It's totally collapsed. 80 to 100 miles in, they've totally taken over. The police are begging for help. It's a total collapse. We need the military. And he said, well, I'm going to use that crisis down there to get the reform passed, which is legalization. And he said, Mr. President, that's terrorism. That's holding us hostage. The president said, well, that's what I'm doing. Of course they're accentuating the border crisis by cracking down on cartels they don't control to start a drug war. Of course they're blocking the oil relief. Of course they are. They blew the oil well. Either they did it by orders they knew would cause it, or, but a lot of eyewitnesses and reports are proving, an unauthorized secret change was made. And we know the feds were on board when it happened, an unscheduled visit, and it blew up. You can just see them planting the plastic on that sucker. And look at all their responses since then. Look at everything they've done. They need this diversion while they get the Iran war ready. They need this diversion. They need this diversion right now. They need it while they get their carbon tax through. I told you he'd call for a carbon tax to, quote, fix this, and they have. Now, I'm going to go to your calls right now. We're going to get a quick report coming up in a little while from Dan Dix, who's friends with Veach and has been part of the video reports we've had in the last 5 days here on Friday and on Sunday and on Monday and Tuesday. And now it's Wednesday. We're getting another report from him. But coming up, also, dollar should be replaced as international standard for UN report. But I want to say this finally, and I'm going to cover it more in the next hour. Why, if this oil rig is 40-plus miles off the coast, international waters start 12 miles out, why are international companies not coming into the Gulf because the U.S. tells them not to? BP is a sovereign corporate government, just like the Vatican, just like Israel, just like some lowly U.N. clerk has diplomatic immunity to rape and kill and rob banks and slap cops upside the head. And you notice when a cop does something to some arrogant UN diplomat and stands up for themselves, the cop gets fired immediately, like in Houston. When the guy reportedly just basically spit in the cop's face and shoved him, so the cop slammed him down and arrested him, oh, the cop's in big trouble. You know, UN officials are caught with sex slaves in their houses and shipping drugs in, and they don't get in trouble because they're diplomatic immunity. And BP, that's what the New World Order is. They're a bunch of offshore corporate pirates. They declare themselves sovereign immunity. They're out 40-something miles in the Gulf. They cause a giant oil spill. And Obama comes in and says, States and counties and cities can't clean stuff up even on their own shore or inland in their rivers and waterways and estuaries and wetlands. 10 miles in, the feds have declared jurisdiction over those states. Total out-of-control behavior. You've got all these international groups want to come in and help, and they're waiting, sucking their thumbs, because Obama won't let them. And now 10 members of Congress wanted to be able to have a tour. This is confirmed. And the Democrats say, you're not allowed to look. And I guarantee you, if a congressman, if a senator showed up and wanted to show the oil spill, they just have some goons arrest them. Because in America, it's all about working for the bankers and the stinking oil companies that are owned by the banks. And if you do, you can do whatever you want. And BP picked an area right off our coast, and they pulled this because they've invested tens of billions in the carbon tax garbage, and they're not accustomed to losing, and they need their global tax. What do you think is going to back up these new private SDRs they're announcing that end the dollar? It's environment taxes. That's the public plan. They've got to have it. Their entire agenda. And just like in chess, to win at chess, you've got to know your opponent. You've got to have patience. You've got to know your opponent. Three things. You've got to have patience, know your opponent, and be willing to make sacrifices. And I'm not a very good chess player. But in the last few years, I've gotten back into playing, and I play my son. And you know what? He's about to be 8 years old, and he's really smart, a lot smarter than I am. It's incredible. He has a truly photographic memory. But the only way I can beat him now, because we've been playing chess about four years, actually. Well, he's been playing since he's about four years. The only way I can beat him is sacrifice. He doesn't understand that yet. He just can't get it. And I beat him every time. If I play him a straight-up game, he can look at all the moves and all the pieces, and the game goes on for like 20 minutes, and I'm kind of halfway paying attention. If I actually focus, I can always beat him. But again, I'm not that good of a chess player, but he is good for his age. We put him in a few chess camps, too, so he's learned some tricks. But he doesn't understand sacrifice. The globalists do. Folks, the globalists, Japan had already unconditionally surrendered. And they dropped A-bombs on them just to impress everybody. You think your life means anything to the New World Order? And to you cops out there, I don't want to be your enemy. I mean, I did have cops tell me how I was going to be raped when I was a kid. I did have a jail guard try to rape me when I was in juvenile one time. You know, I have seen all the reports of cops waiting outside topless bars and raping women in every major city. They get caught constantly. You get a bunch of lunatics who want power, and you guys have got to kick those people out, not promote them and praise them and defend them. Let's take a few calls, because we're going to take calls from Laura, Tim, John, Joe, Jason, and others. John in London, Laura in Iowa, and others. I'll take a gamut of calls or two. A gamut, not a gambit. I'll take some of those, and then I'm going to get into the oil spill. I'm going to get into Iran. I'm going to get into the Russian spy stuff. I didn't cover that the first 2 days. I wanted to analyze it and look at it. My research says, yeah, they're spies. I mean, I ought to get Tarpley on here. God love him. He's a great guy, and his info checks out almost all the time. But I saw him on TV saying that these people look more like reporters than spies. Tarpley, God love him. I mean, you got husband and wife teams with fake names that are illegal aliens operating under fake names. They're spies, okay? And I guess his point is that, yeah, they're just here getting intelligence, and that's normal. And you know what? That is standard operating procedure. But just because our government's overrun with traitors and overrun with banks and corporations that are the real national security threat, and that globalism itself is high treason and is about global corporations overthrowing your nation. I mean, globalization is treason. That's an Alex Jones quote. Globalization is treason against national sovereignty. It is a corporate criminal takeover. And so just because the nation's run by criminals and is a whorehouse, where if you're a British or Israeli spy, you can run entire departments, and Israel has more control over our Pentagon than our own government does. Israel brags about that. I mean, that's espionage. That's wrong. As an American, I speak out against it and get criticized for it. And Russia is as crooked as a barrel of snakes. But the issue is all this hysteria and hyperventilating over these spies is a joke. The new Cold War is back, and that's why they decided to bust them. You know, they knew they were here 7 years ago, probably longer. They knew day one. How infiltrated do you think the Russian government is by the corporate CIA people that run our government? They infiltrate all the drug cartels. They infiltrate the drug companies. They infiltrate the media. They infiltrate everything. This is the big empire. They're the best. They're the most evil. It's just they are now demonizing Russia because they're gearing up for World War III, ladies and gentlemen, teamed up with China. The United States is teamed up with China. Let me tell you something. China is a lot more evil than Russia. And China openly, with Henry Kissinger and all these other government officials, for decades has a direct line into all U.S. intelligence, technology, business deals, everything. Our government is in a merger with China. And so you got a pack of criminals that are selling out our nation to the global corporate banking cartel, who can then point their fingers at the Russians and say, and I heard Laura Ingraham this morning. I was driving to work. It was the craziest thing. Laura Ingraham was saying the Russians have infiltrated us because Obama is weak. And look at him with Medvedev eating hamburgers last week. This is word for word. And she had some writer on named Thor going, yes, Obama allowed the Ruskies to infiltrate. Obama is a CIA agent on record. Obama is a complete black op operator. Obama is a 100% New World Order shill. This is ridiculous. And if these Russian spies were here 7 years ago, that puts it square at the feet of George W. Bush. And I'm not defending Obama. They all work for the same people. It's a complete joke. Our stinking government on record, Fletcher, Prouty, all of them documented. It's now declassified. Put Lenin in power. They funded Ho Chi Minh. They stage all this stuff. They put Mao into power. On record now, it's declassified. They put Saddam into power. They created Al-Qaeda. That's why these people can't be beat. Because the public will not wake up and think at a high level, three-dimensional level. It's like three-dimensional chess. And realize the game we're fighting here. These people create a web, a full spectrum of false information. They are not Americans. The bankers that run America hate this country. They are the ultimate traitors. So I say arrest Russian spies and execute them. And I say arrest all the banker corporate spies and execute them. I say take every anti-American piece of trash and put them before a jury and then give them a death sentence. But I don't want to sit here and hear about how the Ruskies are going to get us all day and kill us. I don't want to hear about it so the criminal traitors that run our government can sit there and point their finger at Russia and then so they can look like patriots. The real traitors are the ones running our country, and I want them out of here. I want the Goldman Sachs people arrested. You're going to arrest these two-bit Russian spies? Good. Now, you arrest the Goldman Sachs hijackers. All right, let's for this segment and the rest of the next segment, give you a report on Charlie Veach with Dan Dix of Press for Truth, who's been kind enough to join us during the G20 G8 and to break down what's happened. He's about to go into the court hearing. Go over it, what's happened to Mr. Veach, because he is now a political prisoner, Dan.
He is. I'm just outside the courthouse now. We're going to go in and I'll sign for his surety and try to post his bail so that we can get him out of there. This, of course, is all because of the police saw the video that we posted where Charlie was talking to a security guard, and he was very, very obviously joking. The whole video, he is doing what Charlie does best, which is he raises love and lowers fear and brings in an element of humor to his activism. So he was telling the guard, you know, I'm British intelligence. I'm Metro police. And as soon as they saw the video, they put out a warrant for his arrest and stopped him at the airport. Now, I do have information. It's not confirmed until I get out of the courthouse. But I believe his options are going to be to either plead guilty and be deported back to the UK, or if he wants to plead innocent, he's most likely not going to be able to leave the country and will have to stay here until his court hearing.
And Canada is a nation that will arrest people for their speech and ship them to foreign nations, so they're a very evil government. He's in a lot of trouble.
And the really crazy thing is this whole thing stems from the original arrest, and that's why we posted the video. And the Toronto chief of police here in Toronto, Bill Blair, has just announced that there was no law.
Well, here's the deal. He cannot plead guilty because they'll even change the deal on him that way. He's got to go ahead and ride it out. This will become a big international situation. Stay there. I want to talk to you more about his case and how we help him in the final segment. I know you've got to get into the building. And then join us after you try to bail him out and after you've seen the trial towards the end of the show. We have people going to overdrive. And then also, I want to get into the women saying they saw police raping them with objects. So the police are now reportedly raping women. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Wish a buck was still silver.
All right, Dan Dix is about to go into the courthouse. He's in a cab about to arrive there to find out what's going to happen with a political prisoner, Charlie Veach of the Love Police, who clearly, you can watch the videos, joking, saying, oh, yes, I'm British MI6. I'm local police. I've been hired to stage events to blame it on the protesters, like you guys did a few years ago. I'm the love police, here to bring love. This would be like somebody in a Ronald McDonald outfit, and they claim he was impersonating the president. But it just shows, meanwhile, foreign bankers, a lot of them with arrest warrants, can fly into town like George Soros, and the police just lick their boots. Finishing up and then popping in after the court hearing that you're about to be at, Dan Dix of Press for Truth. Give us any other intel you've got.
Yeah, Alex, they literally needed an excuse because of his political message in order to try to stifle his efforts. I just got out of the cab. I'm right in front of the courthouse now. His hearing is in about 2 minutes, so unfortunately I'm going to have to get in there. Oh, I just heard he is out now. He's coming out right now.
Amazing.
So maybe we'll stick around. There's a lot of reporters here. He's coming out right now.
Well, please let us talk to him first before he talks to the reporters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we talk to him first, please?
Yeah.
He needs to point out he's a political prisoner, and this is all trumped up.
Yeah, looking for him now. He's supposed to be coming out now. There's a whole slew of media here. It's made national attention. I mean, it's been all over the news. This morning I saw it. You know, the video that we originally posted was posted on CBC's The National, so it's already all over the news. And they're all here to speak to him when he gets out.
And the media realizes he was arrested for a crime that did not exist. The police lied about that. And so now they're trying to trump up new charges. So just let me get a brief statement from him. Then he can talk to the media, and then we'll call you back after he's done talking to the media. Or perhaps you can hold the phone up during the impromptu press conference. That's probably what you want to do, is bring him outside and just have him have a press conference.
Yeah, well, that's what it looks like they're preparing to do. There's a bunch of them here, cameras, a whole bunch of people. So we're all standing by the door at the side of the courthouse.
Well, you know, that's why the Canadians had to let me out after 15 hours when they were going to charge me with all these crimes, was because we got word out to the media. They want to do this in the cover of dark.
Absolutely. Not to mention they didn't even let Luke Radowski into the country.
I wonder if he pled guilty. I sure hope he didn't. Have you found him yet?
Charles? No. He's still in there.
Somebody may have given you disinfo, telling you he's going to be let out.
Well, there's a whole slew of media here waiting for him to get out.
So maybe they've decided to drop the charges.
It's tough to say, really. It's tough to say until we get confirmation.
Well, while we're waiting, let me ask you this. We see all these different press reports now, them threatening to rape women and actually sexually abusing them, actually penetrating them with objects, including fingers. I mean, this is incredible that this really happened, and this looks very credible. Dan, what's your view on that?
Sorry, Alex.
What's your view on the reports of threats of rape and women being penetrated?
Yeah, I briefly saw a video of that on YouTube last night. More and more information is coming out, and I'm sure we're going to get a lot more information in the coming weeks about what actually took place in Toronto during the G20 summit weekend. But as we all know, it was an absolutely unprecedented show of force. The police have gone completely obliterated the Canadian Constitution and everything that we stand for. And more information is coming out, and I'm sure, you know, it keeps getting more shocking by the minute.
Give us your website where people can find out the latest information.
Yeah, you can go to pressfortruth.ca. All the videos of Charlie's arrest and all of our pre-G20 reports can be found there at pressfortruth.ca.
All right, stay there. Okay. We'll be back in 1 minute, see if Charlie comes out. But that might be a disinfo operation they're running. We'll find out. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.